You could call her a cracker, a redneck, or anything. I hear them. I hear that expression not long ago here, about a week ago, but I wouldn't give her a name of it. But I hear that a week ago was called. All that was called.
What?
Was called a redneck cracker.
Anything else?
No, this woman was saying this woman was a redneck cracker, cuss her out and wouldn't pay her, hold her money, paying her a dollar and a half a day, and wouldn't, and supposed to pay her every week and wouldn't pay her till the end of a month till she get her a check. So this woman was calling her redneck and crackers and things, so I wouldn't deal with this problem. But you know, as I said, treat as one want to be treated. Ain't that right? All right. Now, if you got somebody working for you, paying, you going to pay him off every week. You started paying him every week. Pay him every week, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't dog him. If you dog him, turn him off before you had to dog too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you dog a person, he don't like it. If you have a house dog out there and you dog him too much, do he like you?
Mm-hmm.
You call him, he going yonder. Well, he ain't coming to you, see?
Yeah.
So that's just the way it is with people. White, color, or anybody.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And there's some nice people. There's some people nice that ever hit the ground. Some, you know, you find them just no good.
Mm-hmm.
On either side. Now, I mean on either side of these
yeah.
things.
Do you ever hear sweet gum smacker?
Huh?
Sweet gum smacker?
Sweet gum.
Sweet gum smacker.
Mm-mm. What about that?
Meaning a poor white.
No. Well, nah. The only thing about the poor white, when they get poor, they have to try to get something like the poor color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have to get something. But they don't use that expression.
Uh-huh.
They would use cracker and redneck and all like that, you know, and down in this part.
And someone who lives out in the country, he doesn't, lives way out in the country, he doesn't know much about the town, and when he does get into town, you know, he's dressed different from people in the town, and they notice him, you know, can tell he's from out in the country. What would they call him? They'd sort of joke about him and call him.
Well, it's on to lots of times where you're from. Now, we have a doctor over here, the Fed, Dr. Lady.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know just where her home is. I forget. I have heard it, but I forgot. Now, she that's different from everybody in town.
Uh-huh.
She takes, I'd say, look like a couple yards of cloth or 3 yards of cloth. And she don't make no dresses.
Mm-hmm.
She wraps it all the way around and all the way around. She get it back around here about 2 or 3 times. She pins it.
Mm-hmm.
With her dress dragging on the ground, just like this, she'll catch it on the side and hold it up. But mm-hmm. she's a good doctor. She's an Indian doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. they call her. But now,
you mean like from up at Philadelphia, that kind of Indian?
Huh?
You mean like the kind of Indian they have up at Philadelphia?
Yeah, that's right. All right, she may wear some shawl around her head, shawl or something, but she wear nothing around that like other. Now, I did see a girl come from Africa once. She had a dress on like that. And she had a hat. Was made, take a yard of cloth, a yard and a half, just wrap it around the head and pin it on the side.
Mm-hmm.
All he could say was, that's a different style they got in.
Uh-huh. Well, about this person that lives out in the country, did you ever hear him called a Hoosier or?
Hoosier? Hoosier. Yeah, I've heard that name called. Now, that's just like, say you go straight on this road here on cross from the Dennis Crossroad where you used to go out John McCurdy.
Uh-huh.
Well, straight on back. About 10 miles. Well, you call that out in Pinewood. And the people come out there, sometimes they say they come out in Hoosier, they're Hoosiers.
Uh-huh.
They come from Pinewood, say they're Hoosiers.
Uh-huh.
They come Pinewood. That would be about 10 miles where you just cross that road up yonder.
Uh-huh.
That's what they used to say about them kind. Come out there. I know I can go all through that country.
Mm-hmm.